Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of March, our third hour. The prepper tip of the day, get yourself some kudzu seeds. Yeah, kudzu seeds. And learn how to process acorns for human consumption. It's easily done with the acorns. Remove the meat from the shells. Soak it in clean water for 24 hours. Repeat 2 more times with clean water each time. And you've got a very nice grain that can be made into bread or pancakes or muffins. The kudzu plants are completely edible. The roots, the stems, the leaves, everything's edible with kudzu plant. A very nutritious, starchy plant. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He has a new social network location. That's usa.life for Freedom Center USA. The telephone number to sign up for training, have a custom rifle built, give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a call here. We got Brandon from Michigan. Good morning, Brandon.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Last week, I talked to some National Guard members from Michigan, and there is an amassing of ammo at the stations that they have, at the operating bases that they have. Also, I asked the National Guard member if, you know, a couple million people showed up armed in D.C., what's going to happen? The National Guard member said, we're just going to let them in. So that was a good sign. Ammo is tight. You got to go to certain stores like Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Dunham's at a certain time every day to figure out when they are going to be in. Ask the clerk members to see, because I can still source 5.56 rounds for 50 cents a round. I was a vendor at a gun show also this weekend. Had some extra green tip, 150-round boxes, selling at $130. A vendor across from me was selling for $230. I mean, The markup is extraordinary that these vendors want, terrible. And they're just scalping people. So that's all I got for terrible. You, bud.
Hey, Brandon, how's your 300 blackout shooter?
You know, it's really sweet. The only thing is that to get a fingerprint, because our state's so locked down and the sheriffs are all chicken squat, they won't do a fingerprint for me to get the ATF paperwork rolling. So I got to go to Ohio. But I got lawyers looking into it.
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, we've got a local sheriff here in Laclede County that's a punk rhino. They refuse now to do fingerprints for suppressors.
Yep.
I mean, that. So you know what you do with a sheriff like that? You get a real conservative to run against him in the next election and get his ass out of office.
Well, I messaged John about our county, and the prosecutor isn't prosecuting prostitution, hard drugs, a list of things. Is that we got a BLM prosecutor, our sheriff's rotten, it's a nightmare here. We're in the county with Ann Arbor.
You know what's holding up this? You know the one group that's opposing the Second Amendment Preservation Act and trying to hold it up in the Senate is the Missouri Sheriff's Association. And so it's time for the people to wake up and get the rhinos out of the sheriff's offices in this country. They need to go.
Well, it ain't going to happen because I talked to the sheriffs around here about anything with the Constitution and having the constitutionality to not uphold unconstitutional laws because our governor got struck down by our Supreme Court, 7-0 on one case law and 4-3 on another. And they're still doing this investigation with COVID and non-abiding businesses by the health department. I called the health department too. I said, look, I'm going to track down all you people and your addresses and your phone numbers. And when it's over, the people you're going to have to worry about are the mom-and-pop stores you put out of business. Not me. I've had it.
Yeah.
Anyway, gentlemen, I got to let you go.
See you, Brandon.
See you. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I went to a gun show last fall in St. Charles, Sam, and I saw the same thing going on, price gouging for ammunition. It's a shame that's happening, but it is in fact happening, isn't it?
Oh, I see it all the time. People come into my shop, and they're like, you got any primers? You got any magazines? I'm like, yeah. Well, I'll buy everything you got. And my response to that is get out and don't ever come back.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, how selfish of a person to want to go around to gun stores that he's never been to and try and buy all their inventory and then scalp it for three times the price at a gun show. Those guys need to be drawn and quartered. They're greedy little you-know-whats, and I have no tolerance for them. And by the way, this country is safer if ammo is distributed among people, the citizens. You get these clowns that hoard and scalp, they're not helping this country. They're not helping this country be safe. What they're doing is they're causing a big problem in the distribution chain, and they're trying to make a quick buck. It's just a quick, you know, get rich quick kind of scheme. And those guys, I just as soon put a noose around their neck and hang them from a nice big oak tree.
Roger that. We got a call here. Sam, we got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. And I just wanted to get a quick update there since I'm way back here in the daggone hills. The only thing I can do is call an 800 number and see what is going on out there since I haven't called in 2 or 3 weeks or a month.
What are you looking for an update on?
On the everything, the Trump thing, and you know everything. I haven't heard anything. I can't get nothing back here.
Okay, we can't address everything that's going on there, Al.
No. What I'm talking about, John, is there anything in the works? Have you heard anything in the works where he's, you know, kind of working on things behind the scenes where he's, you know, maybe people's going to be arrested or, you know, whatever. I mean,
No, that's not going to happen. And, you know, that all that stuff was put out by Q which is basically controlled opposition and lies. Trump is not going to take office over the next 3.8 years, right? He may run for president again and get elected a second time, but there's nothing going on. The criminals control the judges and control most of the prosecutors. There's nothing's going to happen on election fraud. They've covered this whole thing up, and they've got control. So nobody's going to jail. Nobody's getting prosecuted. All these clowns are going to walk. And think about this. 11 FBI officials at the very top, we're talking seventh floor criminals, right, had to resign their offices. Not a single one of them has been prosecuted. Why?
Yeah, it seems because like that's what always happens. Department. Seems yep. like that's what always the happens, department. Too.
They control the judges. They control the whole scheme. And we're getting close to where it's almost time to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right. Yeah, I hate to see it, but I'm feeling it, too, in this area. And everybody that I talk to agrees the same way. It's getting so ridiculous that, you know, there's nothing else to do, really.
What state do you live in now?
West Virginia.
Well, at least you won't be the canary in the mine. You could do a lot worse than West Virginia.
Well, I don't think you could do any better in West Virginia, except maybe up there in Missouri. But I'll tell you what, West Virginia is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in. I've been all over the world, and yep. I've worked for these same people you're talking about. I've worked for all of them at one time or the other, in and out of every one of them, and you could never trust any of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and I hear you. I think West Virginia is a stunningly beautiful state. It's actually a lot like the Ozarks.
It is.
You've got the terrain and the lakes and the trout streams and all of that. It's beautiful.
Yep, it is. We have plenty of water here. We have plenty. The only thing that's contaminated us around here is the oil wells. There's so many. They started pumping so many oil wells. Gas wells that they're almost ruling the state, you know, and we have refineries and all this that moved in just in the last 10 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, but fortunately, I guess I could say I'm greedy, but I don't feel like I'm really greedy because I feel like it's owed to me. I have two gas wells on my property, so fortunately I do have, when I can keep it running, I do have, you know, heat and stuff where I don't have to cut 10 cords of firewood a year.
Well, that's fantastic.
Al, before you get away, I want to give you some help here. If you want to stay in touch with the world, there's a company called Rick's Satellite. They're up in Blue Springs, Missouri, and it's a one-time fee. You buy your equipment, $200-$300, no monthly charges ever, and you can get all kinds of radio and TV stations at no charge. And I'll give you the number twice slowly here, Al. Just here it comes. 816-228-1801. And I say again, 816-228-1801. We have a lot of listeners on RBN.
Is RBN on that, John?
Yes, we are. We are. And we have a lot of RBN listeners.
I will definitely get that. I remembered Rick's Satellites, but I couldn't remember what the number was to get a hold of him. So
well,
I'll definitely
now,
do that.
Now you got the number, and you can move forward and get what you need
yes,
to
sir.
Hear Republic Broadcasting and many other radio stations also.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate both of you. I love you both. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome, Al. Good to talk to you, sir. The call number is 512-248-8252. And also with Rick Satellite, Sam, you can watch golf tournaments in Saudi Arabia.
you know, when they when they canceled a PGA event at one of Trump's courses for because of political reasons, I stopped watching the PGA.
Well, I'm not a golfer.
I'm done with the golfer, the professional golf in the United States and around the world. I'm pretty much done with them. If you're going to sign on to all this Branch Covidian garbage, I'm not going to pay you any mind or any attention. I'm done with you.
Well, that's a game I played golf one time. It was a three-man scramble, a tournament, and my three-man team won. I got a nice trophy. First and only time I ever played golf, and I'll never do that again. But the whole game doesn't make any sense to me. But well, it doesn't.
You know, on my dad's side are all really good golfers. The best golfer in my family was my grandfather's brother, Gene Andrews. And Gene was the captain of the Walker Cup team back in 1962. And Jack Nicklaus wrote about Gene in his book and gave him credit for teaching Jack how to manage a course and how to manage yardage around the course. And he was an interesting guy. He was a professional magician, but he was an amateur golfer that was world class. And I think he played Nicklaus twice in the semifinals of the U.S. Amateur. And Jack called him the greatest competitor he ever knew. And it was quite a compliment coming from Nicklaus. But we called him Uncle Gene. And he came to my dad's house when I was a young boy. And I'd been playing golf for 3 or 4 years, trying to learn the game. And I was frustrated putting and frustrated getting out of the sand traps, which is typical for a new golfer. Right. And Uncle Gene said, "Doesn't your dad have a pile of sand sitting out in the driveway?" And I said, "Yeah, he's going to do a patio in the back next week." He goes, "Well, you go get a shovel and get your sand iron and meet me out at that sand pile." And so as a young kid, of course, I ran and got my sand iron. And, you know, I was all excited. Uncle Gene's going to teach me how to play golf. Right. And he got the shovel out. And I go, "How many balls do I need?" He goes, "You don't need any balls. Meet me out there." And so I came out to the sand pile. And he said, "Give me that shovel, boy." And he grabbed the shovel and laid out about 6 inches thick of sand in the driveway, about 8 feet long, probably 3-4 feet wide. And then he took my sand iron out of my hand, my sand wedge, and he drew a line 8 feet long in the sand. And he took the wedge. He said, "The secret to hitting out of the sand is to know where your club enters the sand at." He says, "You need to stand on this line and make the leading edge of that club enter that sand right where that line is. And then when you're done swinging, take 5 inches step forward and take another swing, and don't finish practicing until the whole line is gone." And I sat out there for an hour and a half trying to get my club to enter the sand right where the line was drawn.
Right.
And I did that 2 or 3 times over the next few weeks, and for the rest of my life, I've never had trouble hitting a ball out of a sand trap.
All right. Good training. Absolutely.
Yeah, he had another trick. He would take a deck screw and cut the head off of it. And he would take 2 golf balls and he would screw them from each end onto the screw until the balls touched. And then he would lay them on a carpet and putt them. And if your putter face was square, the 2 balls would roll together at the same speed and they would roll straight. And if you were just a half a degree off square, the balls would spin to one side or the other and wouldn't roll straight. And he taught me how to putt with that little trick. I mean, that guy was a genius. He was something else. But golf is a twisted game, and I don't watch it anymore because they diss Trump.
Well, okay, let's move on from there. This is Farmers Monday, and if you got a question or comment, anything related to rifles, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. One of the instructors was talking about misinformation at another firearms training institute, which I won't name. It caused them to purchase the wrong optics. That happens all the time, doesn't it, sir?
Sure does, and we'll talk about that after the break.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. They now have a special sale going on in addition to the $50 discount if you get your EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Anders, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you need a custom rifle built, sign up for training, give them a call Wednesday afternoon or later at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think before the break you mentioned the optics.
Yes.
And you were talking with one of the instructors. I didn't hear that conversation. I was probably shooting while you were chatting with him.
Well, I think you were doing machine work, actually. But he had bought a very high-quality first focal plane scope on the advice of an instructor at another location, only to find out that it was the wrong scope. And he had since purchased a Night Force to take that at scope's place. And we're looking at a mistake that cost many hundreds of dollars, aren't we, sir?
Well, that scope that he bought was $2,200.
Right.
It was a $2,200 mistake. And you know, it's here's the problem. People don't know what they don't know. And if they haven't been in an environment where you're testing equipment and you're testing processes for producing accurate long-range shots, and time matters. And I tell people this all the time. I can show you a video of a world-class sponsored PRS shooter. And this guy's engaging six targets. He's actually engaging the same target twice at three different ranges, like 340, 475, and 635. That's how many yards away these three targets are. And he's putting two shots on each target. And he's taking a minute and a half to do it. And he's missing. He's a world-class shooter, right? He's a top competitor in the PRS world. Our students that go through our long-range training programs will kill five targets at five different ranges in under 10 seconds. And that's because of the procedure. And you have some choices to make. You can choose mil dots or minute of angle for reticle. You can choose Night Force, Bushnell, Leopold, Kalas. These are some of the higher-end scope manufacturers. You can choose first focal plane or second focal plane, right?
Right.
And so based on the choices that you make, it will drive the procedure that you use to range and kill a target. And I have an outstanding offer, $10,000, for anybody with their first focal plane mil dot scope that thinks that they can range and kill five different size targets at five different ranges, unknown ranges, in less time than I can do it with a minute of angle scope. And the reason is very simple. Ranging with mil dots is a pain in the rear, and it takes too much time. The math is more difficult. With minute of angle, it's easy. Okay? And it's faster. And minute of angle is a much smaller scale. So 1 minute of angle equals, or let's say this, let's say it this way, 3.44 minute of angle equals 1 mil. So if you buy a mil reticle, your scale is 3.5 times darn near larger than a minute of angle scale. And I asked people a question. I said, if you were cutting boards to make a house for yourself, would you rather have a tape measure that had 1-inch marks on it, or would you rather have a tape measure that had 1-inch and 1/4-inch marks on it? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'd much rather have the finer scale. Well, why? Well, because you could be more accurate with cutting your boards. I'm like, you're darn right you could. And in long-range shooting, it matters a lot more than it does in carpentry. And so the problem is people get on the internet, they talk to their PRS expert that doesn't really know anything, and they talk to the gun shop owner, right, who doesn't know anything. And the whole world right now is first focal plane mil dot crazy, and it's all hype. There's no reality to it. The simple fact of the matter is you're much faster and you're much more accurate with a second focal plane scope and a minute of angle reticle. Not to mention the fact that with a second focal plane scope, you can train to use the reticle rather than dial the knobs, and then you can do a relative air density adjustment with the power ring, with a very slight move of the power ring, and you can shoot the same hold points you did no matter what the relative air density is.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore on Monday, the 22nd day of March. This is Firearms Monday. We have a legal defense going on to help Freedom Center stay in business. At my website at thelibertyman.com, there's a PayPal link to make your donation to the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. We hope you will do that. We need all the help we can get. Also, just to the left of that, a couple of spaces, we are going to go to the Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. Myself and 11 families from Republic Broadcasting and listeners that want to participate in a great vacation in a beautiful look, beautiful space up there in Princeton, Maine. Great food, great fishing. I'll be doing my show live from the Maine Lodge there every day from Monday, the August the 15th until Friday the 21st. It'll be a lot of fun. And just check that out. Call my event planner, that's Betsy Murphy. If you want to make reservations, just give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. Last but not least, energy cleaner orders are going out the door. We're getting caught up on back orders. The toll-free order line to get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad, get your life back, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Have a custom rifle built, sign up for training, Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, I got to tell you, we get a number of listeners from RBN and your show in our training classes, and they brag about that energy cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't ever bring it up. I don't ask them, and they talk about it, and they'll tell you right to your that thing works.
Oh, yeah.
And I was pretty shocked. You know, I'm always a skeptic, right? And I've heard these guys for 3 years just brag about this energy cleaner and how well it works. And I'm going to have to get you to bring me one of those. I'm going to have to trade you some ammo or something.
We can, that would be a good trade, and I would certainly go for that, absolutely. Well, all I need to know is what size the bed is to get the mattress pad to go with it, and we'll be good to go.
Well, I'll wait till you get caught up with your current customers, and then when you get some stuff in inventory and you're not behind the curve, I'll have you bring me one, and I'll make it worth your while.
In a week or two, we hope to be in that space. Well, we'll see.
So speaking of catching up, we've just about got every thermal order ready to ship. I mean, I have tracking numbers on the remaining four. And we also have some very high-end REAP IR Trichicons that are available. That's the $9,500 unit. It's the best thermal. I was delivering one to one of our instructors yesterday, right before he left after our weekend of training. He said, "Hey, would you mind putting this thermal on my site, on my AR, and helping me zero it?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." Now, this is the real high-end model with the joystick on it. I have the Mark III, which has the knobs like a regular scope.
Right.
Well, the new high-end flagship model from Trichicon has a joystick on it. You can operate the whole menu with just the joystick with one finger. It's really slick. And I was scrolling through the menu after zeroing his gun, and there's a video capture on it. And there's a picture capture on it. And I put it on Edge Detect to show one of the other instructors what Edge Detect looks like. And he was looking through this thing. "Oh, this is amazing." And he gave it back to me. And I sighted through it. And with my left eye, which wasn't looking through the scope, I saw a big condor circling above the 360-degree range. And I just happened to be on the menu option where you could take a picture. And so I took a picture of this giant bird with thermal, with Edge Detect on, and it captured it. And then I scrolled down to the menu option, and I hit review pictures. And I toggled through until I found it. And, I mean, it just is a really cool deal. I mean, this thing records. It takes pictures. It finds threats at 1,500 yards. If you want a high-end thermal, we actually have two of them available. We can get them to you in less than 3 weeks.
No kidding.
Yep. And now we also have this new line, the IRA line. They've got a really high-end piece of thermal, but its price point is $3,500 less than the Trichicon. So if you're looking for a medium-priced thermal that really works, or you're looking for the best thing made, we can actually get both now. And we do have body armor in stock, and we've got vests in stock. We've got four or five of the vests left, and we've got plenty of brand-new bodywork with the high-end 3-plus technology. So give me a call Wednesday or Thursday if you're interested in this stuff, and we'll get something sent out to you.
All right. Well, that's wonderful that this can happen, because once this opportunity's gone, we're not sure if or when there'll be another one, are we?
Oh, I think the Biden administration and these clowns running the show behind the scenes for Biden, you know, Biden's just a puppet.
Oh, yeah.
He does what they tell him to do. But I think these people running the show, they're doing everything they can to choke off thermal sights, armor, ammunition, guns. And it's kind of backfired on them, because every month we get millions of first-time gun buyers, literally millions. January, we had 2.7. February, I think we had 2.9 million gun owners. I think the feds were insta-checking almost 5 million people a month. Can you imagine? And now that's just the number of insta-checks. Right. The feds don't know how many guns are being bought with each insta-check. So they're probably, on average, selling 2 guns per insta-check. So that might be 10 million gun sales and at least 3 to 5 million new gun owners every month. That's what these clowns are doing to this country. So I think everything's backfiring on them.
Well, we saw this during when Hussein Obama was elected the first time, dramatic increases in gun sales. Second time, same thing. And now it's off the charts crazy with increases, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much more than it was even during Sandy Hook, you know, post Sandy Hook, which was December of 2012. And so 2013 was the craziness, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we've outlasted the craziness of the post Sandy Hook era. I mean, we're into uncharted waters now. I mean, it is just, it's been dry for a year and a half almost. I mean, we're going on a year and a half of this craziness. And I don't see it ending anytime soon. I really don't. And no, so my advice is get a reloading press and get into hand loading.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, our components are still available, brass, powder, primers, bullets.
Powder and primers are tough right now. If you put in an order for brass, you know, you'll probably get it within 2 to 3 months. But primers and powder, I don't know. It's just tough right now. And I talked to 2 suppliers last Friday. And they're both big suppliers, and they're like, we don't understand why we're not getting powder. It's not even trickling in. Maybe we're just too small, and they're 2 of the largest suppliers in the country, so I don't know what's going on.
Really? Really? Amazing. Yep. Absolutely amazing. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, I think that it's important, the approach that you take, and I think with ammo limited, you've got to get some snap caps and do your magazine change work with snap caps and where you're not burning live ammo. Anything you can train on without live ammo, you should be doing that. And the 2 things that you need live ammo to train for are recoil management and trigger reset practice. So when you are at the range shooting live ammo, I think you need to focus on your trigger reset drills. Okay, and your recoil management. And so for the handgun shooters, you know, we teach this in our courses. You're getting a grip and a stance, and you're holding that pistol with a particular pressure, right? And when you pull the trigger, you should see the front sight, or if it's a red dot on your pistol, you should see the front sight of the red dot rise above the target slightly. And then it will, if you're holding the pistol properly, it will settle back to the target. Now, here's the question. If you're holding dead center on the target and the gun recoils and you see the sight post rise or the red dot rise, and then you see it come back down, did it come back down slightly to the left of center or slightly to the right of center? And so when we talk about training with recoil, training on recoil management, we're paying particular attention to the front sight or the red dot. And we're watching it to see if it settles slightly left or slightly right. If it settles slightly left, then your left hand pressure isn't high enough on the grip. If it's settling to the right, then your right hand pressure isn't high enough on the grip. If it varies back and forth and jumps all over the place, then your elbows are probably too low and you don't have side pressure on the pistol at all. So, if you're going to shoot live ammo and you have a limited amount of ammo, make sure you focus on your trigger reset drills and your recoil management and watching that dot or that front sight so you can train yourself to have the proper grip pressure. So as soon as you pull the trigger, that sight settles right back to the center of the target.
And that doesn't necessarily mean a death grip. I've had any number, usually male students who are strong guys and I can see their knuckles turning white when they got this death grip on this pistol. That's not necessarily the best either, is it?
No, you don't want to death grip a pistol with your fingers. So you have 19 different muscles in your forearm. They control your thumb and your fingers and your wrist position and all of that stuff. It's very complicated. The forearm's a very, very complicated part of the body. And if you death grip the pistol with your fingers too tight, when we say death grip, we mean gripping it way too tight. If you death grip the pistol too tightly with your fingers, the pistol will shake. If you use the big muscles of the body to trap the gun by pushing high hard on the back of the pistol and pulling low and hard on the front of the pistol with the weak hand, not the trigger hand, and you're holding the gun with the big muscles of the body, the pistol will not shake. And then you're putting a slight amount of pressure on each side of the grip, but you have to have the proper grip. You've got to have the base. Let's say you're a right-handed shooter. You got to get the base of your left thumb onto the side of the grip of the pistol to control the torque. And the pistol grip has to fit your right hand so you have surface on the right side as well so you can control the torque of the pistol. And that's important. But you're not crushing the pistol from the sides. You've got a medium amount of force from the sides. But you're pushing really firm forward with the trigger hand and pulling hard really back with the off hand. Or the weak hand. And your elbows should be high and they should be bent if you want to get as little muzzle rise of the pistol as possible. I don't know, John, if you were watching the muzzle of the pistols we were shooting on Saturday, but I think you noticed that those muzzles don't rise very high.
No.
When these instructors are shooting.
No, they don't. They don't. It was very controlled. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Sam.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, Sam, you was talking about the ammunition. I mean, there is if people will hunt, I mean, around like hit these pawn shops and different things. I found 250 rounds of 300 blackout the other day, but I had to pay. Our 270 rounds, but I had to pay $250 for it. But it was Lake City Brass, so and Hollow Point ammunition. So,
wow, you know, Hollow Point, how much do you want for it, Kyle?
Yeah, yeah, really. I know. You know, though, it's if you hunt around, sometimes you can find some decent deals. But we're talking about doing some more training through with these two SWAT guys that are in our church. But I was talking to one of them that's a deputy, and he said in our department right now, in the entire county, they have zero duty ammunition for cops.
Oh, my.
Like Gold Dot, you know, the stuff they carry on duty, the Gold Dot stuff?
Yeah.
He said we have zero, not one single round.
Gold Dot's good pistol ammunition.
So yeah, they're carrying training ammunition instead of
What caliber are they shooting, Kyle?
He said almost. I know a lot of the deputies, you know, personally. I've known them for 30 years. But anyway, he carries a 9, but he said they can't get 45 either. Nobody seems to carry a 40 around here that I've seen anybody. But
how many men are in their department?
I would guess, I mean, I don't know for sure because they've hired a bunch of new hires, but I would guess in the sheriff's department alone and with the city, probably 50 officers total.
Okay. So if we sent them 500 rounds, they could at least have officers that had one clip with hollow points in it, every officer.
Well, they have it. It's like he said, we have it, but we haven't had to shoot it because we don't have the kind of crime that, you know, is back east or anything like that.
Oh, so what you're saying is they're loaded with hollow points. They just don't have any extra in stock. They've got nothing to replace it if they did have to shoot.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yep, they're carrying what they have, but there's none to replace it if they shoot it.
Well, we're not going to have police officers running around without ammo. So if they do have a big incident up there and they need hollow points, you just have your sheriff call me.
All right. I will do that. Okay. In fact, I might even do that and talk to him anyway, because I know him as well. But anyway, I was just going to mention on the muzzle flip you were talking about, one question to you. Do shorter length pistols, like to say the G2C, would that tend to rise higher, wouldn't it, than like a longer barrel like Glock 17?
It can, because there's less weight further from the pivot point, from the recoil. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things that drive the amount of muzzle flip, and we'll finish that after the break.
Stay tuned. Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cold, cold ground. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of March. We have a wood-burning stove for sale at my website. It's so efficient, there's no smoke. Whoever heard of such a thing? Well, that's the rocket stove. Check it out. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, and we're down to the last few minutes. Kyle, you have any more questions or comments or before we wrap it up? Kyle?
Hello?
Go ahead. You have a final question or comment, Kyle?
I'm just going to say Sam was going to finish up on muzzle flip, and I'll let him talk.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there's a number of things that influence how high the muzzle will rise, what Kyle calls muzzle flip. You know, the barrel rises from the recoil when you shoot a pistol, a standard design pistol. And the reason is because the barrel center line is above the grip. So the recoil force being above the hand causes the barrel to rise when you fire a shot. So what contributes to muzzle rise? An improper grip gives you more muzzle rise. That's probably 80% of the pie. Is where is the pressure on your grip if you want to control muzzle rise? So 5% of it's probably having your elbows bent rather than your arms locked. You know, a lot of these instructors teach people to lock their arms, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like the worst thing you could do to someone trying to control recoil. So if the elbows hinge a little bit and allow the pistol to come straight back, the muzzle doesn't flip near as much. And I experimented with that yesterday to get just the right amount of elbow bend. And boy, when you get it right, that muzzle doesn't move hardly at all. That front sight doesn't move much at all. But getting the right grip with the right amount of elbow bend and keeping the elbows high really help control muzzle flip. Also, having your hips back and your torso leaning forward so you're not being moved by the pistol. The energy from the pistol is being transmitted down your spine through your legs to the ground rather than rocking you back on your heels and your toes coming up. From 100 yards away, as an instructor, I can see someone shooting a pistol and I can see their toes coming up off the ground. And if I could see that from 100 yards away, I don't think you're off balance. I know you're off balance because your toes should not be moving. The weight should be on the balls of your feet. Your toes should not come off the ground when you fire your pistol or your AR-15. And that's a balance issue. You got to get your butt behind you and you get your torso leaning forward at least a 25-degree angle. A lot of people like to squat with their legs. Well, they're still off balance. So your grip pressure being high hard in the back, being low hard in the front of the grip, not death gripping with your fingers, bending your arms. That's how you keep muzzle flip to a minimum.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Look forward to heading back next Monday.
John, thank you. Have a great week, brother. Take care. Let freedom ring.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift.
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.